Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, super duper welcome. For those of you that have been listening to the last show and are probably salivating over the coffee we were talking about, yeah, you know how to get that. It's just so yummy. We have a great show for you. Welcome to the show. For those of you that were not listening to the last hour, just want to tell everybody that we're glad to have you. We're glad that wherever you are, that you are plugged in to the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio through whatever way you're plugged in. We got a great show for you today. And, you know, I'll tell you, this is one of my best. This is it. This topic right here. This is a goodie. And, you know, guess who's bringing it to us? Dr. Friedman Chow. Regular on the Dr. Pat Show. We are so excited for him. He's got a brand new book that's coming out. Amazing, amazing work that he does. You can actually work with him right now from anywhere on the planet, thanks to Skype and a bunch of other features. He is also the founder, just so you know, of Cellular Wisdom. It is a breakthrough process which he's developed. And, you know, he is known for helping people that have been so stuck just get past whatever is holding them back. It doesn't matter what it is. And we've had some of those folks on the show. So it's great that he has been with us for so long. For those of you out there that are wondering, okay, great, this is Dr. Friedman. How do I get connected with him? Well, he has always offered a free telephone consultation, always, since day one. And so he is joining us here today. The way that you can get that free consultation is to go to just dial the number 866-903-6463. You can call that number 866-903-6463. And after today's show, I think you're probably going to want to give him a shout. Today, he is taking on, and this is amazing, is a part of a five-part series on breakthrough and empowerment, how to harness the wisdom and power of emotions. Part one. You ready for this, Benny? The up and downside of anger with Dr. Friedman Schaub. We are getting ready to talk about the roller coaster ride that we go through with a little anger. It's so good to have you, Dr. Friedman. Welcome to the show. Great to have you.
Thank you for having me. I always love to be on your show, and it's always an honor to do so. So thank you.
Anger. Well, first of all, before we get to that, let's talk about the five-part interview series that you've created here for a minute.
Well, you know, emotions are, especially in our society, something that I think a lot of people are, you know, looking at their own emotions or looking at the emotions of others and shake their heads, try to avoid them, try to, at best, you know, go back into the more intellectual, analytical place of their head. Emotions are, frankly, for many people, a language or a message from inside that they don't understand and they feel overwhelmed by. And this is not only the anxiety that's all prevailing in, you know, these days, but it's also emotions like sadness, guilt, shame, and, of course, anger, which we're going to tackle today. And what I believe in, in a more holistic way of looking at things is, well, we create these emotions, so there must be a good reason for them to be there. It cannot be just something that, you know, we do and we should get rid of them, but we need to really utilize the emotions more in order to get the benefit from these powerful energies. I mean, you know, anybody who felt angry knows how powerful anger can be and how much you feel when you have this rage or this anger outburst. So how can you actually utilize those emotions to not only learn to know yourself better, but make your life better? And that's what the whole series is about. And I actually, it started when I got thinking about my upbringing. And, you know, I was surrounded by very emotional people. And I, you know, being a sensitive person, I certainly felt a lot of those emotions of others, whether it was, you know, when my dad was angry or my mom was worried or whatever was going on there. And for me, it was something that was in itself overwhelming to have these emotions. And so I certainly went into my head. And that was my comfort zone, you know, trying to, even as a young age, figure out plan B, thinking about, you know, in analytical ways, even though I didn't really know what to analyze, but just being in the head where it felt a little bit removed from all those feelings.
Yeah.
And so I stuffed all those feelings inside until, you know, I realized, you know, I need to do something. Mm-hmm. I need to, you know, not just soak those feelings in from others or ignore my own feelings. I need to learn to understand what feelings are actually about and how can we channel those feelings into inspirations rather than, you know, having them either as self-destructive or destroying others' forces. And so that's, you know, what I'm working with these days, and this is something that I also learned for myself.
I love this topic. You know, I have to tell you, I mean, this is kind of maybe sound a little weird, but most people that, you know, hear me on radio, I mean, there's an impression that people form about me and about my personality, right?
Mm-hmm.
And especially once they find out I'm from the New York, New Jersey area, right? But I'm basically a pretty laid-back person. It really takes a lot to push me to the brink. And it's almost like, Dr. Friedman, maybe you and I kind of share a little bit in this arena where, you know, it really does take a lot for me to get to that place of anger.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've discovered in my life, and please help me with this, because we're talking here, you know, about the good, the bad, and the ugly about anger, the positive side and the not so positive side, right?
Right.
But it took anger for me at certain points in my life. For example, for me to leave a company that was not really serving me anymore, right? It took mm-hmm. something that had to happen in the workplace that made me anger. You know, firing somebody 1 month before their pension was due really ticked me off. And mm-hmm. That was my job to implement
mm-hmm.
that policy.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so it was that emotion that where I stood up for myself. I went on to study the phenomenon about breaking promises and then went on to school, and all of this turned out for the good. But I guess maybe am I the kind of person that has to be kind of pushed to that brink? I mean, how does this work?
Well, I, you know, think this is an excellent example how you actually utilize the anger to break through something like, you know, being stuck in a workplace that you didn't like. And the anger was a catalyst that helped you to break through that. So you utilize the anger in a very effective and positive way. And, you know, whatever the reason is why you don't usually feel anger, in this case, you can really see anger more clearly as that's really what it means. It's pretty much cut and dry. I'm angry at this company. Now I realize that this company doesn't really, you know, support its people. This is not, you know, they don't have the philosophy or the values I believe in. Let's call it quits. So that's definitely a very wonderful example how emotions can be this inner compass that tell you whether you are on track or in alignment with something or not. But that's exactly the key point. Sometimes we feel the emotions, we have no clue what they actually say. You know, the inner compass is something we don't know how to read, or especially in the case of anger, it's covering up actually what's truly underneath it. Because anger is such a more acceptable emotion than sadness or insecurity or shame. So many people go right away to anger if they want to express an emotion because that at least is something they feel, you know, strong or empowered or any kind of those things. And we get more into this later, what, you know, where this really comes from. But there's definitely something where anger is often a mask of a message that's deeper inside. And this is why anger is often so misunderstood, and also misunderstood by not only the people who are receiving the anger from somebody else, but also the person who has anger often doesn't really understand what's really going on. And that's kind of the whole, you know, idea about these interviews, that you learn to understand more and learn to also how to respond more to your emotions. You know, phone rings, you know what to do. The alarm goes up in the morning, you know what to do. But when you have feelings, often you just, you know, stand there and shrug your shoulders and say, you know, so what? What are you going to do now with that?
Exactly. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. We are talking about actually part of a five-part series that we're going to do, the up and down side of anger. That is part one that we're doing today, but this is a conversation about emotions in general. When we come back, we're going to talk about the different meanings of anger, what anger sometimes, why is it so difficult to control, as we've seen on our pop culture, and, you know, more important, yeah, seen in our pop culture, I mean, talk about anger. What is up with Chris Brown and Drake now? Wow. When we come back, we'll talk about how all this plays out and what you need to be mindful of, especially if anger is coming towards you. Where is the red zone in this? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Dr. Friedemann Schaub.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Have you ever considered leasing instead of buying a new vehicle? That's what I do.
There are a lot of misconceptions about leasing, and I am so thrilled that I have found the Acura of Seattle folks to help us understand the whole enchilada. The facts are, a lease is tailored to fit individual driving habits like mine. At Acura of Seattle at South Center, they've developed a really cool educational program to help everyone understand and dispel the myths about leasing. It's called The Plan. Friday, June 22nd, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., Acura of Seattle is hosting a free educational event, and they're going to be telling all of us about the benefits of leasing versus buying and answering all of the questions that we have. So why don't you join me there? For more information and to sign up, log on to acuraofseattle.com or click on the drpatshow.com website for more information. You know, in any event, I'll see you there and get ready to lease a brand new vehicle. Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go check us out. Go to drpatlive.com. You go to the website. We're also taking your questions during the show. You can ask them by going to drpatlive.com. On the right-hand side, we have instant feedback. Or you could also go to transformationtalkradio.com. And again, on the right-hand side, you can get your questions on air. Another thing that you might want to do is if you have questions for Dr. Friedman Schaub, you know, what you can do is go ahead and, give us a call into the show. 1-800-930-2819. If you want to get your question on here, if you have a situation and you're not sure how to handle it, this would be a great show for you guys to, you know, call in and check in with Dr. Friedman and see if we can get some help. We do have a toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819, but also you can send an instant feedback message, and it would be great to do that. Dr. Friedman, let's just talk about anger for a minute and the different meanings of anger and, you know, some of the origins of it here.
You know, anger, first of all, like we did talk about in the break, it comes from my favorite place of the mind to work on, which is the subconscious. And I think that's one of the major reasons why we, because we are living so much more in our intellect and our conscious mind, have a hard time to decipher it, respond to it, to understand it. But often, you know, when you really look at the meanings of anger and what they can mean, and that's a nice little exercise, actually, to just do for your own. When you are having anger, when you feel like more frequently this anger is just coming up, you know, you go and drive to work and you just get in this road rage, or, you know, when you are walking on the sidewalk and somebody bumps in you and you right away get, you know, into this frustration with other people, you know, that's certainly something where you want to look inside and find out what is actually the real meaning of that. What does the anger, like a red flag, tell me what I need to look at? Mm. And as I said, the first step would be that you are simply, ideally when the anger has a little subsided, and I'm going to tell you later a little bit more how you can do that, but once the anger is a little bit down, you know, from a scale of 1 to 10, maybe you're only at a 5. So you can actually connect a little bit more to those deeper realms of your feelings. Just ask yourself, so if my emotions come in layers, and that's what they do in the subconscious, they're showing up like layers on layer on layer. So if the anger is kind of the most expressive force, the one that's, you know, just basically pushing out, that's obviously then the top layer. So what do I feel underneath? So as if you would remove a blanket or look underneath the layer of anger, just notice if you feel either sadness or disappointment. Mm-hmm. Is there hurt? And then you go a deeper layer and ask, is there anxiety? Is there insecurity? Am I worried about something? And then the deeper layers are then the shame. Do I feel ashamed? Yeah. Or do I feel guilty? Mm. That already, you know, when you already feel like, you know, I can actually feel a tinge of this or that emotion, then, of course, the next question is, you know, you ask yourself simply, so what do I feel sad about, anxious about, insecure about. So that's kind of a beginning for you to get a little bit better insights on what the anger is. And, of course, taking responsibility. You know, you create your emotions. Often other people may trigger them, but at the end, you're the one who takes that trigger on and reacts to it. So you are responsible for your feelings, and you can find a way to decipher them and respond to them. So there are like eight different categories that I like to look at with anger. And one of them is really the category of that when people feel angry, that they are often in the need of something they're not getting. You know, a few years ago, I remember I was, together with a friend, we talked, and then I got into a topic, and I really felt all of a sudden this anger coming up.
Wow.
And, I just became more and more like tense and frustrated. And then later on, she told me it was so cute to see how I all of a sudden turned into this little boy who had a temper tantrum. And, it was good that she didn't tell it to me in that moment, because I don't think that would have come across very well. But it made me realize that what was going on in that moment was really, truly that I had expressed a need that I hadn't found met by others. And in that moment, I really felt like, I'm powerless. I want this need met. I don't get, the support I want. And then this anger shows up in a form of, as I said, temper tantrum. And it's interesting to know then, the source of your anger in this case may be that somehow you don't get your needs met. Is that because you're not asking for them? Is it because you don't sometimes believe that you can have your needs met? Is it sometimes that you just don't know what your needs are? So just being aware of, after, again, the anger has subsided a little bit, wow, this is kind of the theme. These are the patterns that I have going on in this regard.
I mean, this is a very important conversation, Dr. Friedman, for a lot of reasons. And I'm so glad you are taking this on. I did a show last night, and it was on abusive relationships. And I did this with Lisa Phillips, and she's a fabulous, fabulous coach over in Australia. And both of us really got fired up on a topic that was so very important to us. Abusive relationships being on the rise, so much so, Dr. Friedman, that, I'm part of a group that's being launched, an advocacy group, against abuse for the elderly. What's going on in assisted living homes and in hospitals.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
ridiculous. But yeah. you could feel both of us get really fired up on this show, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
so I want to ask you about this, because the more we talked about it, and I went to a study for teenagers, right? A study on teenagers. For example, one out of three teenagers, reported that they knew a friend or a peer who had been hit, punched, kicked, slapped, choked, or physically hurt by their partner. One of three teenagers knew this. And the statistics go on, and I could feel myself, getting fired up. Let's talk about that kind of fired up anger that we express when we see these atrocities. Is there a point that we could go that is too far?
Well, I mean, you're basically going into, a sense of duality where you believe that it's very clear cut. There is a victim and there is the abuser. But to be honest, we need to have advocacy groups for the abuser to help the abuser to overcome with whatever their anger is, because that's the real problem. So if we are, I think the passion that you have, this fired upness, is wonderful because it definitely can make a difference. It's just important that we are not falling into the trap that anger often has with it, or the violence often has with it, that we become angry and violent ourselves.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I hear what you're saying about this. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Almost 80% of the girls who have been physically abused by in intimate relationships continue to date the abuser. Don't you think need a little emotion there to kind of help them get out of that?
Absolutely. And I think the sad thing is that, this is coming from the insecurity, not feeling good enough, feeling unlovable, which often abusers are imprinting on those that they abuse. Mm-hmm. And that's the topic, you know, when we talk about that end of the emotional spectrum. But I also have compassion for those that are angry. Not that I want to make any excuses for violence or abuse, but there's something about anger that is very painful. Mm-hmm. And very painful to watch. When I work with people who have serious anger problems, I always find that underneath there is an anguish, and there is an anguish of powerlessness. And I just worked with a couple who, had this, was not physically abusive, but emotionally abusive. And the person who was more the abuser and the angry person admitted that what's really underneath there is that that he doesn't feel connected. And so he basically feels that the person that they're with is withdrawing all the time, isolating themselves, not wanting to connect, and that anger is that feeling of, okay, I want to get at least one reaction out of you. I want to just get you closer. And the connection through anger is, of course, a complete wrong way of doing it. It's a very clumsy way of doing it. But what's underneath that is that sense of powerless loneliness that they have. And, often it's paired with another one that I think is very common, and that may be also very common in teenagers, that they push those away that they actually need the most. It's like, rather than showing their insecurity, showing their vulnerability, admitting how they are feeling, it's this power play, it's that overpowering, that pushing away, that gives them a sense of control and gives them a sense of, well, at least this is one area in my life where I don't feel so out of control and so powerless. And it's that's an illness of our society. This is not only to be blamed on the teenagers. This is our society making us feel, and it starts in our youth, more and more powerless, more and more, feeling overwhelmed and stressed by a future that seems to just be daunting and too difficult to handle. And so I think we have to really see things in a bigger picture and address all the sides of a conflict and not only, advocating for one side, but we have to really see, okay, let's end that conflict also by understanding more why people are angry, why people, turn to violence, why they are becoming abusers, what's really underneath there.
That's why you're the rock star on this show right now. That's why you, Dr. Friedman Shao. You're the rock star here on this show right now because you do have that level of compassion. So here, compassion this. Call Chris Brown. See if you can help him out. I would love to have you and Chris Brown on Oprah or Ellen or something because, honestly, that would be somebody that would really you be able to use your compassion because you do understand that side of it. Wow. Dr. Friedman. I'm telling you, he's the rock star. Stay tuned when we come back. We'll talk about what do we learn about ourselves through anger. I know I've learned a ton. What do we learn about ourselves? And then, later on in the show, how does anger inspire us? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, Dr. Friedman Shao. Shao, go to cellularwisdom.com. Find out more. We'll be right back.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Wouldn't you love to create unlimited abundance in every area of your life? Then it's time to clear your clutter, putting order and allowing circulation of what is not useful anymore. We create space to receive what is most desired by us now and in abundance. When gratitude is integrated in your life and you surround yourself with beauty, her vibration uplifts your own sense of well-being at a very deep level, attracting more beauty, more harmony, and enriched relationships with grace and ease. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit explorationgratitude.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, Alice, if you're out there and you're still listening, hey, why don't you instant feedback me your address? Love to send you something. For those of you out there, Dr. Friedman Schaub joining us here today on the show. We're talking about anger. I think some of you could tell that Dr. Friedman is really a rock star. And, you know, part of the reason that he is so successful is because he gets to be on both sides of the coin very, very unconditionally and in a place where he can help people that are on either end of what we're talking about today, you know, either the angry end or, you know, being part of the receiving end of anger. And so it's really kind of great to hear his perspective because he helps countless people, you know, move through whatever it is that's going on with them. Dr. Friedman, thank you for joining us here today. Let's give out your website. Let's do that for a minute. And then we'll talk about what we can learn from our anger.
Yeah, the website is cellularwisdom.com. In one word, cellularwisdom.com. You can also contact us at info@cellularwisdom.com if you have any questions or want to sign up for a free phone consultation. Basically, you know, what we will talk about in this free phone consultation is the challenges that you're facing and how the personal breakthrough and empowerment program I developed can help you to overcome those challenges by working with your entire mind. So working with your conscious, your subconscious, and, you know, also this higher consciousness. That's kind of the part that really has this overview over it all. It's like this inner wisdom we all have, and it's very powerful to be able to engage all of your mind in order to resolve those, you know, confusions and those questions that you may have carried along with you for a long time. And anger certainly brings up a lot of questions. You know, most people that I work with that have been dealing with anger feel an enormous remorse after that. You know, it's not that the anger is ever gratifying. You know, very rarely you feel, you know, for a long time better about yourself after you were angry. Usually the anger creates loneliness. Usually the anger creates a sense of, you know, being poisoned. You know, how they always say, you know, being angry at somebody else is like, you know, drinking the poison, hoping the other person will die. And that's what people feel. They don't feel good after an anger. It's draining. And at the end, often when anger doesn't have a resolution, when you don't really feel you actually were accomplishing something, you were creating something, you were breaking through something, then the anger leaves you even more powerless and even more frustrated. Now, one of the most common angers people don't realize that they're dealing with is actually the anger at themselves. We are talking right now maybe about anger that, you know, shows in yelling and screaming and hitting and all this kind of stuff. But there is a deeper anger that a lot of people carry inside, which is the self-loathing anger.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the silent poison. That's the anger you carry with you. You don't dare to share it with anybody else, but you beat yourself up all the time. And any moment you have done something not perfect, you criticize, you judge. That's an anger that also needs to be understood and addressed, because that's certainly as draining and as poisoning as anger that is directed on the outside.
I want to ask you a question, because there is a line that gets crossed. And I think this is part of what we're talking about, you know, in terms of looking at turning anger into inspiration. But there's a line that gets crossed. You're talking about being able to express emotions, right? You know, you're talking about finding a way, you know, to know that, oh, I'm angry, and then finding a healthy way to express it. So here's really something I'd love for you to talk to. There's a point that some people call a boiling point. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the point where even if you've expressed the anger, there is an action or an act that a person may take where they cross a line.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to ask you about this, because it's that line that gets crossed that really gets everybody in trouble. And it doesn't have to. I'm not talking about, you know, like a Chris Brown thing or an abusive thing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about even words that might get said. And once you say them, you cannot take them back. And, you know, this is verbal abuse as well. But there's also this level of anger that gets expressed. And I want to ask you about, how do we get mindful enough that we don't cross that line? I think it's different for everyone, is it or not?
Well, it is. And at the same time, when it comes to anger, it's much easier for this line to get crossed, because anger has almost, the quality of fueling itself. And this is why I'm not a big fan of hitting pillows when you're angry, because it usually just brings up more anger. And, you know, at some point you're so exhausted that, you know, maybe you don't feel the anger anymore, but it's almost like it justifies letting this anger get out of control. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what you're talking about, having this anger in a way that it actually feels uncontrollable. And what you want to learn is to see the anger as more an emotional wave that you want to understand and ride and utilize to move forward, but not letting it get out of control, not letting it, you know, overwhelm you like a tidal wave. So what that entails is, at the beginning, that you really are mindful and taking time out. It's really like, you know, what you would do with a kid. You know, a kid with a temper tantrum usually gets a time out. You don't try to reason with a kid with a temper tantrum. You don't try to, you know, convince it that, you know, maybe it should behave differently. Often the best thing is just, okay, let's take a time out here and just let's cool off a little bit. And you have to have that mindset that realizes you, or makes you realize, I need to either, you know, move, or one of the beautiful things I think you can do is to, you know, breathe through your left nostril, which is kind of a, you know, really interesting thing, because, you know, you wonder, what does that do? But if you close the right nostril and you're breathing through the left nostril, it has a cooling effect on your brain. It has a cooling effect on your system. And so you really just long and deep do this breathing through if you're right-handed. Of course, it's the opposite when you're left-handed. But when you're right-handed, close your right nostril, breathe through the left nostril, and just notice when you're at the beginning, you breathe probably a little faster because the breath kind of adjusts to the emotions. But as you are slowing your breathing down, you're cooling off, you're actually also letting your emotions cool down. And that's one of the fastest way to break through that. Now, why would you want to actually take a time out? Because, you know, in the moment of rage or anger, you may just feel like justified to do this. With anger comes often a certain sense of righteousness in the moment.
Yeah.
Well, the way to actually understand that it's a good thing is to look back at the damage that you may have done in the past. So you have to really, you know, right now, people who have been dealing with anger, after this show, sit down and think about, without feeling too bad about it, but just really realizing, wow, this is an action and an effect, cause and effect. I have hurt people. I have hurt myself. I may have punched holes in walls that I need to fix. Whatever those things, just become aware of if you are a person who needs to be mindful with taking time out. And if you do that, then you will find that point, that boiling point, that threshold, and you know, okay, I know exactly if I'm going to say this right now, then it's going to be damaged because I have done this in the past. This is the beauty about looking into the past. It's a library. You can learn so much about yourself. There's so much information, but it's also for you certainly a little discipline to go there and checking it out and seeing, you know, what have I done and which patterns don't I want to repeat. And once you learn that, the next step is then, like we did say before, going into the exploration of what's really underneath that, what is really going on with me, why do I have this anger, and what do I really want to, you know, change in my life that the anger basically just knocks at my door and says, you know, okay, you know, I'm angry again because you don't express really your needs. You know, I talked the other day with a client who felt very angry at her husband because she felt she could only do those things like, you know, going to meditation classes or, you know, doing her spiritual work in secrecy.
Oh,
because
wow.
She felt her husband, you know, doesn't want that, doesn't want her to spend money for it, doesn't want her to spend time in this. And so there was this huge assumption. And so the more she was, you know, dishonest and not telling the truth, the more she felt angry and resentful at him, blaming him for all of that, until she realized, well, first of all, I'm making big assumptions, and second of all, I'm creating this myself by not being courageous enough to say, you know, even if my husband doesn't like it, even if my husband is not okay with it, I still need to be honest, and I still need to stand up for myself and do that. And that's kind of the realization, you know, where the victimization that she felt that went to the anger, then taking responsibility and saying, you know, I need to speak up, I need to communicate, and then feeling more empowered, and all of a sudden the anger disappears.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, this is all part of really harnessing the energy of this and really know, you know, what to do with it, how you're affected by it, and how it affects your life. When we come back, Dr. Friedman has a very special gift for you, for everyone out there today. And we'll be talking about, you know, how do you turn this anger into inspiration? You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By on Transformation Talk Radio. .com. For more information about us, go to the drpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. We'll be right back with the show. Get ready to be inspired.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Gratitude asks abundance, tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which offers you the ability to multiply yourself according to your desires. I am that which sees you everywhere I lay my glance. I am that which opens wide the arms to you so that you can express your nature constantly. Gratitude is on a mission to create unlimited abundance by allowing it to circulate through you. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this unlimited creative potential every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life by expressing your own desires of abundance and placing them in our Seven Spheres of Gratitude origami box, which emanates powerful vibrations that transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Everybody, welcome back. Dr. Friedman Schaub joining us here today. We're fine. You know, look, at this is a great conversation about anger, but this is just one part of a five-part series we're going to do on emotions. Anger is the first up. Dr. Friedman, thank you for joining us. Now, you have a special gift for people. So why don't we tell folks what you've made available to help with emotions, with anger?
Now, this is a very powerful yoga exercise, and now don't be scared. It's not like, you know, you have to make yourself a pretzel or do a headstand or something. It's actually very simple, and it comes from Kundalini yoga. And the idea about Kundalini yoga is that we have all this creative force inside of us, this Kundalini energy, and that it's at the base of the spine. And anger, for example, is in some ways an energy that is almost like a little electric storm in your system. And in order to really get this not out of your system, but really create more an alignment with yourself so that this anger becomes more like a creative force, that it more mixes with your natural creative forces, and it allows you to also be more something you can use to, like you, Dr. Pat, did, to break through old stuckness or to use as inspiration for creating something new, this exercise is very powerful for that. Now, I don't want to really describe it. It's not very difficult to do. But what you have to be mindful is that you really want to do this at the beginning only for maybe 3 or 4 minutes. It really is so powerful that if you would do it for longer, you know, it can a little bit throw you off, out of balance. So just be mindful. But when you do this, and this was, you know, I don't know, almost 20 years ago, that one exercise made all the difference for me in terms of really feeling my own energies. You know, what you really do with this exercise is that you're translating the emotion into a palpable stream of energy in your body, and you can see that from feeling all discombobulated and spinning around, which often anger does, all of a sudden there is this flow that goes up and down your spine that just feels very, very, you know, aligned and balanced. And so if you have problems with anger and you do this exercise every day, just in the morning or in the evening for about 2 or 3 minutes, your energy and yourself will be much more calm and much more aligned. And you can get this by simply emailing at info@cellularwisdom.com and just in the subject line write down yoga exercise and we'll send you a little Word document about it.
Okay, so thank you so much for doing that, Dr. Friedman, because you always provide the listeners with, you know, these amazing tools that, you know, can really help transform their lives. You know, we save kind of the, you know, the part of the conversation around when anger becomes a tool for inspiration and positive action. And, you know, there are times in my life when that has been absolutely true. Let's talk about, you know, your experience with this and what you've been able to see in people.
Well, a personal experience was that, I don't know how many years ago, but some astrologist, I got the gift from Danielle about an astrology reading for my birthday, and the astrologist said that it will take about another 6 years until I'm going to do what I really want to do professionally and what I really am here to do. And I got actually so mad at her that the next day I started to, you know, work on the business plan. So it really helped me to say, you know, I don't want to wait 6 years. This was this little kick in my behind that I needed to move forward, you know, out of the more academia into what really was in my heart and what really is, I believe, the purpose for my work, to help others to be inspired, to feel that nothing is really wrong with them, but they have all these little puzzle pieces that they haven't really been able to put together. And that's really what anger can help you with. Anger can be this catalyst that pushes you to say, I need to look deep inside what's really going on. And anger has this beautiful, powerful energy to it. It's like a strong light that can actually make you look deep inside if you're not turning it outwards and trying to blame others for your anger, but really turning it inwards and realize there must be some deeper reason. There must be some pain, some hurt, some lack that I need to address, otherwise I would have not this anger. And so it can be very inspirational, and many people that I work with that had anger and overcame anger actually go about then helping others with anger as well, because they know how much anger can be a destructive force, and they want to help people to make anger a creative force.
You know, this is really, for a lot of folks listening, this is really taking this journey step by step, you know, especially if, you know, you might be someone out there that feels anger often, you know, to really understand what sort of the boundaries are around this and how to detect, you know, these levels of emotion so that they do serve us. Dr. Friedman, thank you for joining. I want to ask you one last question. First of all, tell everybody about the best way to get that yoga exercise. And then also, what's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
So just email info@cellularwisdom.com, yoga in the subject line, info@cellularwisdom.com, and we'll send it to you. And the personal message is that any emotion, and especially anger, is something that's coming from within, and it's something that needs to be honored, explored. It's not an emotion is not something that we need to react to, but something that we need to respond to and reflect on. And often we have, you know, anger especially as something that we are reacting to, looking for something to do with this anger that makes this anger, unfortunately, only stronger. So reflect and then respond from this place of reflection, and then you will have utilized this anger in the most creative and personally inspiring way.
Thank you so much for joining me here today. For more information, go to cellularwisdom.com. Thank you, Benny. Fabulous. Pushing all the buttons, doing the right things. Thank you, Brian. Thanks to all of you out there for tuning us in, turning us on. We will see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show, but don't forget Cosmic Connection with Madeline on Friday at 11. We'll see you next time.
Hey, everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Have you ever considered leasing instead of buying a new vehicle? That's what I do. There are a lot of misconceptions about leasing, and I am so thrilled that I have found the Acura of Seattle folks to help us understand the whole enchilada. The facts are, a lease is tailored to fit individual driving habits like mine. At Acura of Seattle at South Center, they've developed a really cool educational program to help everyone understand and dispel the myths about leasing. It's called The Plan. Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., Acura of Seattle is hosting a free educational event, and they're going to be telling all of us about the benefits of leasing versus buying and answering all of the questions that we have. So why don't you join me there? For more information and to sign up, log on to acuraofseattle.com. Or click on the drpatshow.com website for more information. You know, in any event, I'll see you there and get ready to lease a brand new vehicle.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.